All right, so part one was why make offers. Part two, the building blocks of offers and how they, those building blocks work together. As I said before, I wanted to keep this as simple as possible. And can you see the simplicity of where we started? It's just like, oh, right, of course we are going to do this, right? Simple, simple, and energetically resonant with who you are. Not starting from something out there. It's just, you're naturally an uplifter. Let's do that in our businesses. So that is a natural starting place. And I've been teaching in different ways about offers in this community for many, many years. But to have an offer creation retreat is new. And I've spent a lot of time in the last few weeks thinking about what's the simplest piece? What are the simplest pieces that I can give you so that you can just go do this and go make that offer? You could do it later today. Tomorrow is fine. You can wait till tomorrow if you want, right? But I mean, to go and remembering what Diane said, bless you, Diane. You don't have to have it perfect. You don't have to have all the T's crossed and I's dotted, because the offer is born in the work that you do with people. The offers, the offer gets iterated and it happens. We understand it better and better as we're doing the work with people, all right? So the building blocks of offers and how those building blocks work together. Here are the three pieces that I thought, what are the simplest things I can tell you? Simplest things so you can get going right now. From the high ticket virtual retreat, what's lying around on your shop room floor? Foundational. What is lying around in your shopping floor? That's number one. Number two, the transformation. What's the transformation you provide, or different ways to say that? Diane, I love when we were talking about it. It's like, what is it? What's your wish for them? What do you want for them? It's another way to say the transformation, right? Because that, I know that broke something open for you. It's like, oh, I know the things that I want for them. I don't know what my transformation is. Let me go think about it for a long, long time. It's hard. Oh, what do I want for them? Oh, and I got lots to say. Sometimes it's just a switch of words about it, right? For us to get it. But so first was lying around on your shopping floor. Second, what's the transformation? And I'll talk about each of these in a moment. And then three, your ideal client. When we get these three pieces, we've got our offer. The rest is just detail. And we can get so caught up in the details that we don't ever offer it. We just play with the pieces of it until the cows come home, you know, for the next year. No, get it done. You'll figure stuff out. And you'll understand your offer more and more and more as you're working with people. It wasn't until we started working. It's like, oh, right, we need another channel in Slack. If I had to consider it all, figure it out all in the abstract, we'd never be doing this work. You just do it. You just do it. All right. So those three things, what's lying around your shop room floor, the transformation, and your ideal client. And I want to do just a little exercise with you. I thought if we make it physical and tactile, that you will hear what I'm saying in a deeper way. And it's really simple what I want to get across. So I want you to actually be doing this. So, and if you write it on your computer in whatever way you want to, taking notes, that's fine. If you've got a piece of paper in front of you, so much the better, all right? But either way works, all right? So let me see. I'm going to draw this first here. And then I want you to draw the same thing that I just did. Doesn't matter the size, doesn't matter the, can you see I've got three circles? I got two circles here. This is my left-hand side, and I got one circle over here. Just draw three circles. You guys can do that, right? Of course you can. Easy, easy peasy. All right. And then, got your circles? In the top left one, I want you to put these things that I just said. What's lying around? What's lying around in my shop room floor? One in the top left. Underneath that, transformation. You wouldn't have to, but I drew a couple of arrows. Can you see those arrows? Here's what's lying around. Here's the transformation, and I drew some arrows to this other circle. And this other circle, you know what's coming, because I said there's three things, your ideal client. You don't know yet, But you've just been given the keys to the kingdom, right? You've just been given the keys to the kingdom. And so you'll have that written down on your page in front of you now, some way, some shape. So you've got the same thing that I've got in front of me. All right. In part two here, I want to talk about how these interact. And then in part three, I'm going to go deeper into each one, and then we're going to do it. Then you're going to just do it. We're going to workshop it. You're going to do it, right? So in that first circle, what's lying around your shop room floor? We've done some of this work. All of you have had some access to the high ticket virtual retreat. If you're listening to my voice and you haven't yet, here's the short version of it. You have gifts and talents and resources and abilities that you are not even aware of. Write it all down. Understand what you've got lying around your shop room floor. And so let's hear from one of you and just list a few of the things. Sometimes it's certifications, sometimes it's things you taught, sometimes it's things in your background. I come from part of what's lying around in my shop room floor. I come on my mom's side from a big French Catholic family. You think, like, what's that have to do with business? But some of you have heard me tell a story about my Uncle Paul and how business actually works. And my family has taught me about how it works. Or yesterday I was talking about how I learned from my parents. Like, my parents would give the shirt off their backs. In fact, my dad actually literally did, right? I learned things from the way my family works. You wouldn't think it has to do with business. You would think it has to do with my background in yoga or my background in my PhD. I mean, those are lying around on my shop room floor too. But my big French Catholic family is one of the things that's lying around my shop room floor. I love yoga. Not only am I a teacher, but I love it. I love to cycle, right? That's lying around my, I love hiking. And I've done a lot of it. I've hiked from Jasper to Banff. Those are some things lying around on my shopping floor. So let's hear from one of you and just at random. Karen.
Can get my mute undone. Certifications like MBA, coaching certification, relationship.
So, and did you hear that? Like, she slipped over it so quickly, and I did say to give a list, like certifications like MBA. Oh, right. You have an MBA. Right. And I did tell you, so you're telling it to me like a list, just like I taught you to, but you know, like I asked for right now, right? But whew, you know, notice that. Okay, and then keep going. Just give us a few more.
I included mother, daughter, sister, grandparent, because those are all experiences that are important in relationships. So
fantastic. What else do you have lying, what other certifications do you have lying around on your shop room floor? You talked about some of them yesterday.
I'm a bank code trainer, personality type code trainer, cancer coach.
Is that all? Do you know what I mean? Like, we can pause at any one of these. And you know, as Karen's put her stake in the ground as, and she's not going to go out there and say that to people, but relationship coach, we talked about in the Q&A call yesterday, is like not that's not your first front facing words, but if we need a quick tag to refer to you and we say relationship coach, well, if you worked with people on the cancer journey, do you think they maybe have some relationship issues, some communication issues? Can you see how deep then Karen's work is going to go? And I'm not talking about marketing. I'm not talking about branding. I'm not talking about any of those things, but wow. Do you see how already, how uniquely positioned and how much more Karen's going to understand what it is and what she brings to the table from, I just kind of pulled out one thread of that one piece of what's lying around on her shop room floor. Make sense? So do this, get this, be in touch with each other, understand and know what's lying around in your shop room floor. And I still remember years ago when Marie first did this exercise, she's like, I don't know, there's really nothing, right? And then the list that came after that, as we started, oh, right, there's that, and there's that, and there's that, right? So beautiful. Thank you. So there's what's lying around in your shop room floor. And then, so thank you, Karen, beautiful. And then the transformation. And Diane, we did some great, great work on this in a call, what was it, a week ago, whenever that was. And thank you. Great, great work. Because the transformation, sometimes we get messed up just about the word. And Diane, in our conversation, these words came up. So thank you. As you work with clients, you will understand your own work better. And it's because of that deep dive conversation with Diane. I think what I asked you was, well, what do you want? What do you actually want for the people that you're working with? And Diane, will you give us an example, like some pieces that we talked about before, and it was so beautiful. And you know, so you, you know, just like Karen is a relationship coach, but it's so much more than that. You're not going to go out and say that in the world. And you're a, you know, Reiki practitioner, Reiki specialist. But so that's kind of the box we could put it in if we're like, I'm a story expert or whatever, right? But what is it that you want for these kids you work with? And don't think too hard, but just talk about it a little bit.
I want to take them from being stressed and anxious, maybe not sleeping well, to becoming relaxed and calm and having better sleep. And on top of that, to increase the amount of peace that's in the home.
Yeah. All right. So there's part of what she wants for them, and she could carry on with that. There's more to how she could talk about that if I asked her for more and more and more, but something about what you want for people. Remember Signs of Getting Rich, like an uplifter. Here's how I want to uplift people. Some idea about what the transformation is. I got stuff lying around. I've got the transformation, and then, oh, I added stars and stuff on mine. But then remember this part about the ideal client. We have that in our court. There's things lying around. There's what we want for people. And some of the things that we were lying around, they're all going to help, but we're going to pull out some of them at a given time to go like, this is what really helps. And there's going to be more there that serves and supports than we think. Like what I mentioned about Karen and the working with people on the cancer journey. Like that can be instant credibility. That can be instant being able to help people at a deeper level. If you can help somebody, for instance, because I'm sure you probably did that somewhere in there. Somebody's just been diagnosed. I worked with people on the cancer journey as well, right? And so, you know, maybe somebody's just been diagnosed and they've got to tell their partner about that. For example, man, if you can help them negotiate that conversation, do you think that you'd be able to help somebody inspire their team member to do a thing? You know? Wow, right? So there's what's lying around and there's a transformation. And then there's our ideal client. What's their hopes, dreams, desires? How are they hurting? What's their top of mind problem? Who is it that I want to work with? And that transformation, I could work with different people. Karen could choose to work with couples who are arguing, not who she wants to work with. So this, you know, who she's going to work with, she gets to decide. Like this, she's got more lying around than she knows. The transformation is what she wants to offer the world. And then she gets to pick who this ideal client is. She could have chosen couples who've been arguing and are trying to decide if they're going to get a divorce or not. It's not her thing. Could be couples who want to, you know, relate sexually better. That's in the relationship sphere. That's not her job either. It's entrepreneurs, women entrepreneurs. That's a different thing. Who are they interacting with and why? And I said to you, Karen, for instance, I think it's probably about, it might intersect with your leadership and your leadership training, that you've done, something about being a leader, something about taking their business to the next level, maybe. But who is that person? What are they desiring? And you can choose who you want. You get to build it. There's umpteen different people for Karen and for everybody else in this room that you can choose. Now, here's the thing. These interact. So these things we're going to offer to these people, this person, a real person in front of us. But as we offer it to this person, the arrows go the other way as well. We start to understand our own transformation and what's lying around on our shop room floor even better. If Karen were to offer it to somebody, a relationship about, you know, let's say she wants to stay within the cancer journey, she doesn't, but you know, she could build a whole business around how to tell your loved ones that you've just got cancer. The whole business could be around that if she wanted to. It's not her business. And then she would pick up different pieces from her shop room floor and she would express that transformation differently in interaction with this real live person. It's why so many people get stuck for years on creating their offer. Because they forget to go out and talk to, and I saw you, Marie, just give me 1 second. We forget to go out and talk to real life people. And then sometimes we do, Heidi, I'm thinking about you, right? And we go, well, let me go sell widgets instead because I picked the wrong person. And then I'm starting to not believe in this piece over here. And so I'm going to go sell a $5 widget instead and keep hands off. I'm like, that's a hard way. Instead, I'm just going to work with this piece. I'm going to shift who I'm going to work with. So Karen's going like, no, I don't want to work with couples. It's not my area. Who is this person? When I know who this person is, the arrows are going to go back because I'm like, what's the transformation I provide? They're going to help me understand it in deeper and deeper levels. And until I'm on the court doing it, I will not understand these pieces very well. I got to be on the court doing it. As I'm doing it, I get the best, like Diane yesterday. It's like, I don't have to get it all yet, but I get the best shot of that. I understand these pieces the best I can. I go out and talk to real people, and they're going to tell me things like, one of our alumni years ago, she said at the end of a week-long retreat, I used to deliver in different ways, right? At the end of a week-long retreat, she said, Michelle, and she was blown away. She's like, my words matter. I'm like, right, that's part of what I'm teaching. Oh my goodness, that's part of the transformation. I heard it because she said it, right? Interaction with real live people. She came back the next year. This was astonishing for me. And it appears now some places in my marketing zone, because like I learned that from this real person telling me about what I've got lying around on my shop room floor and what the transformation is. The next year she came back, same retreat, came three or four times, worked in this community for many years. And the next year she came back, the first year she said, my words matter. What, you know, this community used to be called Love Your Words, Love Your Life. We upgraded. Love your life, love your business, right? That was beautiful too. But I love my words. Like my words matter. The next year she came back, she said, oh, Michelle, I get it now. I matter. I matter. Marie, you're probably in the room when she said it. Right? You remember. It was a profound moment. And then I'm like, oh, that's the transformation. And her words from many years ago are right in step two. That's big self. Access that. And I understand that better because I'm on the court doing it. You are all teaching me what that is. Without the real people, we are never going to understand what our offer is. We take a shot at this. We talk to real people. We have the courage to offer it because we come from big self. They say yes. They say no. We get along with them well. We don't get along with them well, right? It works well. It doesn't. We learn. And then we understand better and better who this ideal client is. For me, I thought this ideal client when I first left university was writers. I haven't forgot, Marie. We'll get there in a sec. I thought it was writers because that was the closest I could come. Marie comes from that era in 2010. I was working with writers. I love working with writers, but a particular kind of writer like Marie, right? And it wasn't her writerliness. I had to learn that that's what I was in love with. It's her desire to uplift. She's got a message to share. She's helping and serving people, like all those things I had to learn as I worked with people. Oh, that's it that led me to entrepreneurs. And if I'd waited to understand exactly all this, I could have waited till the cows come home. And we would not be doing this right now. We work with those in front of us. We learn and we grow from that. We take our best shot and we start offering tomorrow. Making sense? And then we bump into ourselves, right? But I can't for all these reasons. Yes, you can. Whatever it is that says the but I can't, then that's the inner story. And then come to me with those questions so we clear that out and you just do it. You can all be making an offer. I really mean it. $5,000 and up tomorrow. Tomorrow. I mean, give yourself a break today because you're going to have a lot to, you know, assimilate from today. Tomorrow, you can make this offer. You don't have to have it all perfectly worked out. These are the building blocks. Everything else is detail. Marie.
Well, I've been really learning a lot about the shift that happens as I'm offering more high ticket offers, that I'm also, I want to call in higher ticket clients, so to speak. And so I've realized, like when I first started my business, I was looking for writers at the very beginning of their journeys, the ones who are saying, I have a story to tell, but I can't write. And it's like, no, now I want people that are ready to make a big commitment to their writing, and they're going to write with me for a year. And in order to do that, they also need to be resourced. Like I've started to identify, these are all the qualities that I want in the people that are saying they're ready to work with me. And then because of that, I'm also like, it's such a beautiful iterative process. And I'm really feeling into that right now because I just offered a 5-day writing retreat that finished a couple days ago. And I was just struck by, this is an incredible group of people that have come together. And they're so resourced, they can hold each other in the telling of difficult stories, which comes up when you let yourself right into the unknown. And it's just an incredible thing. And then I got to share more of myself in a way that I've never shared before. And it's like, oh, that has value. And it was like, so another thing showed up on the shop room floor. And it's just an incredible thing. I'm having so much fun.
Thank you, Marie. Exactly. When we're doing this, it's fun. If we're not having fun, we're not doing it right. There may be moments when you don't have fun. It's okay. That can be part of the journey too, but underlying, you can hear. I mean, Marie might have had a moment when, you know, lunch didn't appear or somebody was having a difficulty or whatever, you know, like stuff, you bump into stuff, right? But you can hear that underlying it, the deep joy in it, the expansiveness of it. And you can hear stage one and stage two. Right? Stage one, what's your vision? Stage two, be your big self, go and do it and make these offers. And then we discover, Marie said it so beautifully. And it's right here, just as I was saying, like who her ideal client is, she learned more and more about who that person was on the court. She didn't know that until she was doing it. We got to get out there and like ready, fire, aim. Like you go out and just do it. You figure it out, right? You figure it out by the work on the court. All right, really beautiful. Let me see. That is part two, the building blocks of offers and how they work together. I only want to take questions right now of the burning kind because I want to get you doing this and then your questions will change. It's like theoretical questions about strategy sessions are very different than even doing one strategy session. You have different questions, right? So I only want to take questions like, I really don't get this, Michelle, or I've got a giant editor, I have to say it here. Or just, I'm only calling for questions in case there's a deep lack of clarity or something that is really bubbling up inside you and that will prevent you from going to the next level. Good. Is this making sense? Yeah. Does this feel simpler than what you've seen before about offers? I hope. This is it. The rest is just details. It's just details. And when we really dive into these things, we got it, right? How should we price it? How should we package it? All that kind of stuff. These are We end up fixated over there, but those are details. When we've got this, those just easily fall under and we figure it out if we talk to somebody and details. All right, really good. Let's do another brief consolidation and really like, I'd love, you know, 10 seconds per person. Don't think about it. We'll start with you again, Diane. One or two or three words encapsulating some aha. Could be a boof, a blinding flash of the obvious. Something that you've gained from this segment about what really is an offer. Diane.
It can be very simple.
Thank you. Yes. Anna Maria.
Talking with real people, we can learn more what our transformation is.
Yay. Yes. Karen. You're muted, Karen.
I was just going to say, get on the court, which is basically what Anna Marie said. Just get out there and do it.
I can't hear that and say that enough. Like, it's like so important, so important, so important. I've watched businesses in masterminds that I was in, people be stuck a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. It broke my heart. It's like, just do it. Thank you. Oops, papers just dropped. Give me a second. Otherwise, you all have divided attention. Please go here. Okay. Marie.
Focus on the transformation.
Yes. Heidi.
With the right ideal client, I get as much from the offer as they do.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Yes, you do. Mary Kay.
Another something for my ideal client is they all want to really matter to their horse.
Whoa. So great. And Mary Kay, would you say, like, is that something that you always already knew like years ago, or you learned that the more you worked with them? I'm just curious.
Well, I knew it for myself, but then, yeah, working with them, yeah. And because just this morning even, yeah. And last night.
Yeah. Yay. Sure. On the court. Who is that person? As we're working with them, we discover who they are and then who we are, and what fun is that? All right, fantastic. So that is, what was that part? What did I call that one? That's part two. All right. Let me pause here for a second.